Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Noise Radio.
Well, my father was a pastor, you know, a pastor, and everything had to be English. We're not even allowed to speak our country's language in schools, and they called the language our own language vernacular. So English was the real language you had to speak in school. So everything was English. With what we were taught in school, somebody was thinking of whether to be African or not. We just accepted that we're English, and everybody that went to England for studies was a master. You know, so everybody wants to go to England, come back home to be master. You know, so. I never thought about it, being African as such, you know, so it didn't mean anything to me until much later in my life. I beg you now, listen to me now. Oh, now listen to me now. My brothers and sisters, I beg you now, listen to me now. agave man.
Please, man.
We talk on you bow, well, well, to rule our land, you.
Man.
Oh, yes.
He talk on you
bow,
but English man.
He talk on you bow, but American man.
He talk on you bow, but English man.
He talk on you bow, but French man.
He talk on you bow, but English man.
Me, I say, he talk on you bow, but German man.
He talk on you bow,
the better Oyibo you talk, the more bread you go get. School start not ready for bread. BA not ready 3 bread. MA not ready 2 bread. PhD not ready 1 bread. The better Oyibo you talk, the more bread you go get. Another man. Our land, you.
That's
oh, yes.
He talk on you both,
but he talk on you both, but America, man.
He talk on you both,
hear it. One more time. First thing for early morning, when you say for them, keep us a read. First thing for early morning, when you say for them, keep us a read. Be your Yibo way, a day inside. Petty trader, nothing to know. Be your Yibo way, a day inside. Bucket woman, nothing to read. Be your Yibo way, a day inside. There is a look for a liberal man. Inside, that's a hip paper. Lambastic all day. Inside, that's a hip paper. So fact, so they don't want to laugh. Inside that the paper, Jaconism day. Inside that the paper, youth delinquency day. Who be ye delinquent? Now them be delinquent. Who be ye delinquent? Do you even talk a delinquent? Who be ye delinquent? Not be me, oh, not the man.
Please, man.
We talk on you both, well, well, to rule our land.
That man.
Oh, yes.
He talk on you
both,
but English man.
He talk on you both, but America man.
He talk on you both, but English man.
He go the wrong, he go the wrong, too. Me I say he talk on you both, but the German man.
He talk on you both,
me I say he talk on you both, but the French man.
He talk on you both,
this is Black Noise Radio, and we fill in the gaps with Gato Barbieri. Europa.
Thank you. together, that no one can make us do anything or feel a certain way, but yet we repeat old patterns. So what is your take on all this?
So I gotta say, as someone who, you know, myself, who has been in therapy since I was a child, and I'm also a licensed social worker, so I see it on both the clinical side and also just personally having experienced this, you know, we wonder why certain things happen in our lives over and over again. And we're like, well, this just happened, or something similar like this just happened. Why does this keep happening to me, right? So, for your listeners, if there's something going on in your life, a situation, a circumstance, a relationship that seems oddly familiar, it's not odd, right? It's not, because things in our life, things from the past, when they are unresolved, will continue to show up and manifest in many different ways in our present situation, point blank. There is no other explanation. If we do not address certain things in our past, it will continue to haunt us and make our lives miserable, quite frankly, in the present.
And the thing that's hard to get our brain around is that if we keep doing the same old thing, we will get the same old results.
Well, yeah, that's the definition of insanity, right? Like, if you keep doing the same thing, if you keep thinking the same thoughts, if you keep thinking the same words, if you keep doing the same thing without stopping to ask yourself, wait a minute, why am I doing this, right? Why am I doing this? Is this a compulsion, or am I, you know, operating from a place of ease, right? But there's a big difference between being compelled to do something, right? As I say it, I feel really like anxious saying the word compelled. And they're compelled to do something, you know, versus choosing honestly, right? And so most human beings, when they're not aware of their past, they're not really choosing powerfully. They're just letting life happen to them. That's the difference, right? Letting life happen to you versus you being in the driver's seat of your life and you choosing how you show up and how you respond to the people, places, and things that show up in your life.
So one of the things that we get really stuck on, and you talk about this on your website, is how do we know what I want versus what someone thinks I should be doing versus what others want from me? How do I sort that out?
This is a great question, something that I struggle with for a very long time. You know, I would say the first thing is, I'm a huge fan of making a list. I love making lists. So I have no idea why, but I have lists all over my apartment. And I like to write down, you know, my thoughts on paper, right? So how do you know the difference is, you know, you can look at something that you're telling yourself that you should be doing, or I have to do this, versus I want to do this. That's like the simplest way for me to answer this question, right? Like, you do it because you're putting pressure on yourself. You're like, I should, I have to, otherwise this means I'm a bad person, or this means I'm lazy, or this means I'm not good enough. Or are you choosing to do something because you want to? Now, I need your listeners to know that what you want to do isn't often easy to admit, because we feel selfish and we feel guilty and we feel like we don't deserve it. So it's not going to be the simplest step to take, because we're so used as human beings, especially women. You know, we are so conditioned to please other people and to do what other people want. Because, quite frankly, you know, we don't want to be alone. And we want to be right. We want to be alone. So, of course, we're going to do the things that we're talking about now. We're going to be doing or acting. And I can't put up the one copy of the list that I'm doing for you.
Yeah.
Radio. Without a dream in my heart,
without a love of my own.
Let's get to another track. Is now that first song? What was the name of that first song?
That's called Keep Moving. That's on the first album.
Okay. All right. Is there a chance that we could hear something off of Soul Insight? Maybe.
Moving. That's on the first album.
Okay. All right. Is there a chance that we could hear something off of Soul Insight? Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, we can play something off Soul Insight for you.
All right.
That first one was off Soul Inside, I Keep Moving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll play a new tune that's gonna be on the new album.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be recording that this
An exclusive.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Yeah.
This one's a little slower.
Okay.
It's called Until I'm Gone. Let Jackie start this one off.